Title: Choosing Between U.S. and Chinese AI Models, the Export Control Risks on Both Sides. Content: As companies choose between an increasing range of AI solutions, the regulatory restrictions on the AI model may be as important as the capabilities of the AI model. Flipping the switch at the G7 summit in June, over a lunch attended by President Trump and the chief executives of Anthropic and OpenAI, President Macron warned that if the United States from one day to the next can turn off the switch, it would damage not only the economies building on American AI, but also the American AI companies themselves. He was not speaking hypothetically. On June 12, the Commerce Department used export controls to order Anthropic to suspend access to its newest frontier AI models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5, just days after their release. The order came not as a rule or a published directive, but as an unpublished letter requiring export licenses before the models could be made available to any foreign person worldwide, reportedly invoking the Export Control Reform Act and the EIRS Military Intelligence End-Use Controls. 1. A follow-up letter on June 26 carved out certain trusted partners, and access to Fable returned on July 1 with additional safeguards, while Mythos remains limited to approved U.S. institutions. Nothing about the episode ever appeared in the Federal Register. For 3 weeks, the most capable AI models ever released were switched off for most of the planet, and the switch was flipped by a letter. Meanwhile, the Chinese labs keep shipping. On July 16, Moonshot AI released Kimi K3, which became the first Chinese model to top a major coding leaderboard ahead of both Fable 5 and GPT 5.6. Moonshot has promised to open source full model weights by July 27. That release follows Z.AI's GLM 5.2, released mid-June with open weights under an MIT license, which NIST's own AI evaluators judged probably the most capable open-weight AI model at its release. Whatever those models still lack against their U.S. counterparts, they compensate for by being cheaper, downloadable, and free of an American off-switch. They are not, however, free of switches. They come wired to a different panel, in a different capital, with its own set of unknown risks. Additionally, if your business has U.S. export control exposure, how your company interacts with a Chinese AI model like DeepSeek, Qwen, GLM, or Kimi can itself create violation risk. Being model agnostic is not, by itself, an answer. U.S. models and Chinese models each come with a distinct set of legal tripwires, and the right procurement decision depends on which set your operations can tolerate. U.S. versus Chinese AI models in 2026, the capability gap is months, and there is no third option. Chinese open-weight models have gone from novelty to default infrastructure in the last 18 months. In mid-2026, Chinese models account for roughly 61% of tokens processed on OpenRouter, a major model routing platform, and Alibaba's Qwen family has passed 1 billion downloads and forms the base of roughly 40% of new derivative models on Hugging Face. The U.S. government's own evaluation of DeepSeek noted that downloads of DeepSeek models had grown nearly 1,000% since January 2025. Whether Chinese models have caught up depends on who is doing the measuring, but the gap is now months, not years, and it is narrowing at the top. NIST's KSAI found DeepSeek V4 Pro roughly 8 months behind the frontier in May 2026, and in July 2026 judged GLM 5.2 comparable overall to a U.S. model released about 6 months earlier, Opus 4.6. Kimi K3's leaderboard results suggest an even shorter end of that range. What is not contested is the structural difference. The leading U.S. models are closed and accessed through APIs that their developers, and, increasingly, the U.S. government, can condition or cut off. The leading Chinese models can be downloaded and hosted anywhere on the globe, which changes both the risk profile and the legal analysis. If you are holding out for a third option wired to neither DC nor Beijing, we have unhelpful news. The United States and China control roughly 90% of the computing power used for frontier AI development, and, by one count, all 50 of the top-ranked foundation models. Stanford's AI Index credits U.S. organizations with 59 notable model releases in 2025 and China with 35, with no other country reaching more than 8. France's Mistral is the only third country lab.